This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
What are you doing, Figgy?
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape boy in the Lou Sports Radio 610. Your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. And that audio, I'm explaining what that audio I just played, and we're going to get more into this later on. But that first cheering that you heard was because Nick Chubb was back on the field. Nick Chubb, running back for the Cleveland Browns, who suffered a bad injury last year. First time on the field this year, so he got a lot of cheers. But that booing you heard was Deshaun Watson during introduction. So he was just running out on the field, and he was getting his ass booed. That wasn't even the injury. That was just him showing up.
That was just normal.
Yeah. But later on, I'm gonna get, or just in a second, I'm gonna get to some, I guess, moments in life where it might be a bad thing that happened, but you kind of cheer just to, you know, cheer or laugh about it. But I want to get to this real quick. So, last week on Figgy Smith's tape, we talked about the black phrases versus the white phrases.
Yeah.
And one of them Lopez wasn't really familiar with, which is I'm not the one or the two.
Yeah.
So I want to play this real quick. Shout out to Abbott Elementary. Great show.
Fantastic show.
And they, I guess a parent sent a letter to the school, and that parent said exactly that.
Dear Mr. Hill, I know that's wrong. According to the district's website, my child doesn't have to be sent home until the end of the day. I'm not the one or the two, so please send my child home at 3. Try Jesus, don't try me. Is this a riddle?
I got it. I'm so glad you brought this up because that's the latest episode.
Yes, it is.
That's the latest. Yeah. So I record it and I always watch it. And
record it? You don't have a streaming?
Well, I mean, it's recorded, I should say. But I always watch. I never
watched. My man got his TiVo active.
Not a TiVo. I'm beyond that. But hand to God.
I said, let me set up the Betamax right quick.
Hand to God. I told my wife, I know what that means.
See, in the loop.
It was
doing
timely.
Doing a public service.
I know what that means. I know what that means.
I saw that and I thought of you.
Yeah, that's it hilarious. Was this past week.
Yeah.
I was like, I know that. I know that.
He's so proud of it.
I was.
I'm very not the
proud.
One or the two.
Yeah.
So send my child
and then
home
he goes,
at 3.
Is this a riddle?
So did your wife know what it was?
No.
Or she had no clue?
No.
Okay, that's really a black thing.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't even realize how many that felt like it was relatively
it's totally
self-explanatory,
black.
Right?
That's what I thought.
I thought within tone you'd pick it up pretty quickly what was happening there.
Nope.
Okay, my bad.
Shout out to Abbott Elementary.
Good shout.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I got a list of moments of some, I guess some moments where people might, I guess kind of cheer and laugh and be excited about, even though it's a bad moment. Like it might be kind of like a bad moment where you shouldn't cheer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, this is a bonus one. This one I just came up with, just thought about. When people clap when somebody's in a restaurant and they break a dish or something like that.
That's a good one.
I never understood that, man.
That's a college thing. That's a high school thing.
Yeah, so you hear a plate shatter and then everybody start clapping.
Yeah, I don't like doing that.
What's the purpose of that?
I don't get it. I agree with you.
But I'm going to go down this list real quick. I want y'all to react to it.
Okay.
Me personally, seeing a kid that's acting the ass in public somewhere where you finally get a spanking or a whooping, mm-hmm. or get talking to, I'd be happy about that. Like, thank goodness, man. Like, no, whoop his butt in front of everybody. Embarrass him in front of everybody, yeah. Since he want to embarrass us.
Yeah.
So that's one. This one, I see this quite often. So I'm driving in the school zone. Mm-hmm. Everybody else around is driving in the school zone.
Oh, yeah.
Going slow. And this is one jackass that want to weed through everybody. Yep. Like, we the ones in the wrong.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. A couple miles down, you see them pulled over.
You do that as if you've heard it a couple of times.
Yeah.
I can neither confirm nor deny. No, but I didn't realize. As soon as you started saying, I was like, oh, yeah, I do love this.
Yeah.
I do love this feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
When that one dude is being a jerk.
Yeah.
On whether it's the school zone or if everybody's going like a pretty solid, like, you know, everybody's cruising a little bit over the speed limit. And then this one jerk is just zipping.
Like, you wrong.
Yeah.
And so you drive past and like, that's what you get.
Yeah.
That's what you deserve. Yeah,
exactly.
That ticket.
Honestly, in an even nastier way, I feel like, you know, the person with the dented up car, they go and mess around, get into it or something. It's like, that's what your car look like.
Yeah. That's why your bleeped up now.
Mm-hmm. That's why your car look like that.
Another one, this one, I think this is personal for me. Just seeing somebody try to open up a can of a soda or something and they just splash everywhere.
Oh, why?
You like that?
That's mean.
No, it's kind of funny, though.
It is,
it's kind of funny where you like, man, I should be laughing at that, but that was kind of hilarious.
Little window into Figgy's world there.
Shout out to Charles. Charles said on the YouTube, going home from work on 610, see it all the time.
Yeah.
Y'all be safe on that loop, man.
Another one is when somebody just bragged about, oh, I can fix that. Something broke. Oh, I can fix it.
Yeah.
They try to fix it and they break it even more.
Yeah, just the too big confidence.
And you just sitting there like, see?
Yeah.
Like, what you doing, man?
Outsized confidence, especially if they're being jerks
once or twice.
I bet you have.
I got you. Oh, wait a minute. That's really bad.
This one is one of my favorite ones. And like, Lopez, I think.
Oh, why can't you do it? Man, I could do that. Oh, no,
yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah. Yeah.
See, now what? Mm-hmm. But this one is one of my favorite ones. During rodeo season, one of my favorite things to watch is the kids doing the mutt busting.
So finish the sentence that you wrote.
Yes. All right. So seeing them fall down, start crying a little
start
bit.
Start crying.
Yeah. Where you, everybody in there kind of laugh.
Figgy, you don't even sad. Have to, you have narrowed this down too far. Lopez, I have written down a word on my paper. I wrote this down a few minutes ago. That word is...
Falling.
Falling is always funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It is.
I will not... Actually, I said I'm sorry. I will not apologize for this. I will make sure you're okay. Yeah. But if you fell, I am laughing. Like, falling is always funny. I will not stand down from this take. And so, even if it's the
Hope
babies,
you don't get hurt, because it's funny.
Right. If you're seriously hurt, we can't do that, right? Yeah. Like, obviously, I want you to be okay. If you're not seriously hurt, I am laughing. Falling is funny. Yeah. Sorry.
You know what's funnier than watching somebody fall? Watching somebody almost fall.
That's a good
when
one.
When they almost fall, when they stumble, but they catch themselves, that's a little more funnier than the actual fall.
That's a good point.
That is.
But yeah, I like seeing kids fall off of the little sheep or whatever that is, and they just be in the camera crying, trying to wave.
It's kind of funny.
I'm like, that's funny.
Wait, Figgy, someone from the 281 said, I'm a Gen X white dad and not familiar with Not the One Meeting as I miss the segments. Educate me, a middle-aged dad, please. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Not the One where... Let's say your kid is trying to call you out or something, and you say, you know, I'm not the one. Like, no, I'm not the one to be messing with.
Yes, that's the fullness of the phrase is I'm not the one to mess with.
So I guess black folks put a little extra on it.
Yeah,
I'm not the one.
I'm not the one to mess with.
Or the two.
So you shorten it. I'm not the one. And then you take it to another level.
Not the one to be messing with. Or the second one. Or number two. So pick my kid up at three.
So go ahead and use that to your heart's contentment, I guess.
Yeah, please. Used I'm not the one or the two. Another one I kind of get a laugh out of, honestly, we see a lot of this in Houston, a lot of high speed chases.
Oh yeah,
where you just kind of not in a bad way, but you kind of root for the person that about to get away.
He's jumping over a fence.
Yep. And you just know this cop about to whoop his.
He's got no shot.
Yep. Oh, that's the way you root in the high speed chase.
No, I don't root for them to get away.
You just know he's got no shot.
Yeah, I know you got no shot.
Yeah.
And you just looking at him like,
No, I absolutely root for the lengthening of the chase.
Yeah, lengthen it all you want.
100%.
Yeah.
And not gonna lie. Yeah, I'm with you, right? Like, you get the cop running, and look, all due respect to the officers of the law. But I know if there's one thing the cops hate, it's paperwork, and if there's a second one, it's running. So I'm sorry. I find it to be funny. I apologize. I'm not a good person. I recognize this.
Yeah. All right, so this is another one that, this one really bothers me a lot, too. Seeing the person you work with trying to get folks fired.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up getting themselves fired.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I laugh at that a lot.
Hey, man, like, water always finds its level.
Yeah, see, that's what you get.
Yeah.
That's what you get, trying to be all in everybody else's business. Mm-hmm. And now you got yourself fired.
Yep.
How about this one? That boss that hired somebody over you because you wasn't qualified enough, but now they are looking for the replacement for the person they hired over you. Because that person isn't good or quit.
Yeah.
So now you're like, aha.
Yeah.
If you would have hired me, you wouldn't have had
happens
to worry
all the
about
time
that.
Too.
Nothing like a little good come up.
Yeah.
You know?
I was sitting right here.
Yep. Like,
Sitting right here.
Up for you.
Yeah.
Another one is seeing people, this is funny, it's kind of in the falling category, but seeing people hauling ass from a dog. I don't know why that just cracks me up so
terrifying.
Much.
I think that's more of like a communal laugh, like a sympathy. Like, I understand that feeling.
Yeah, like,
Is there anybody out there that's not had to run from a dog? Like, I just thought about that. Feels like an experience that everybody has had in some way, shape, or form,
and on my bike,
right?
Even, too, sometimes.
I think the last time I ran from a dog, it wasn't recent, but it was like '09.
Mm-hmm.
It was like '09, so
that's
I was
a lot
grown
more recent
ass
than
man.
I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a grown ass man, and I was over this chick house. Never forget this.
Mm-hmm.
And her older brother or uncle tried to be tough guy and tried to let the dog loose.
Yes.
On the dog it was a pit bull.
Oh God!
So I'm on the hood of my own damn car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dog, like, what is you doing, man?
That's nasty work.
I never forget that. But
running from a dog, it lets you know that you're an athlete way more than you realize. I had homies that when I was probably about, I don't know, 10, 11, jumped smooth over the bed of one of them big old trucks, like over the tailgate to get in while running from a dog.
You always got
to
get into the bed. bed of a truck.
Yeah, it's smart.
That's the smartest move.
And I was in the moment that I'm thinking about, I was not the smart one because I tried to run home. I did run smooth, jump smooth over like the steps though to the
to the door.
Yeah, to the door. But yeah, I seen them jump in the truck and I was like, oh, that's smart. I should have done that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the last one I got is when your significant other thinks doing something is a great idea and it totally go bad, where you be low-key happy that it went bad.
Like, that's every relationship.
Yeah.
Like,
you be like, I don't think this is a good idea. I think we should call somebody. I got it.
Yeah.
And it just...
No, but even just a decision you make. Like, I don't want you to do that. I don't think it's going to work. Oh, it'll work. It didn't.
Yeah, nah, that's one.
From the 713, Lopez taught me to say no to the dog. It works. They back off. Is that true?
Yeah, you stop and you look at him and say no and you point at him.
No,
most dogs. No,
buddy,
seriously.
I'm not playing with no dog.
No,
it's well, hey, think about this. Most dogs have been told that multiple times. You just say stop.
Yeah.
And you point at him.
I don't know if that dog's trained.
No, it works.
Some dogs, you got to cuss at the dog because my sister is a mail carrier and she run across dogs
God bless
a lot.
Her. Yeah,
and
they do.
Somebody had their dog loose. It was a big old pit bull. And start coming after her. She's like, get the F back.
Yeah. No, you stop and you, like, back. You're the, like what the owner would do.
Yeah.
Stop.
She had to
loud cut. And or no or whatever.
Get your ass
Try
back.
It next time you're chased by a dog. I'm telling you, it'll work.
Buddy, my internal programming says run. It's going to be real hard to watch. Because this is the thing.
I've actually done it.
There is a pretty good chance that you're right. Yeah. However, that little chance that you're not right. I'd much rather trust myself to just beat
gotta,
that dog
you
on
gotta
the run.
Cuss at the dog though.
You gotta be authoritative.
Get your ass back.
You gotta be authoritative.
Get the bleep back.
And right. So I was thinking of what you asked us to start this segment. Some moments that you might secretly cheer and laugh for.
Oh yes.
And I was thinking of examples. And one just happened. I want to say it's about a year or two ago. I was at a game. It was an Aggie game. Forget who they were playing. It might have been. I don't know. It was a road game. And so there was this belligerent, drunk person talking loads of crap about everything and everyone around him. And
then he caught a two-piece and a biscuit?
Well, no. That would have made me feel a little good.
Those are good.
But I walked up to get a beer, like, whatever, a quarter later or later. And he is vomiting everywhere.
Oh,
just
man.
All over, embarrassing himself. He vomited all himself. He's leaned over.
Apologies to anyone who might be on their lunch break right now.
He's dry heaving the whole nine yards. And I just walked by. I didn't say a thing. I was just like,
I really wish that story ended up with him getting a two-piece and a biscuit. Those are the ones. Like the dude that talked to him at the bar that's instigating.
Yeah.
Or how about the one that's trying to fight? The one that's
trying to fight
and
guy.
The other guy's like, nah, man.
You don't want this.
And that guy ended up getting his ass whooped.
Yeah.
That's when you be like, yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is another one of the answers that I will submit to this, Figgy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I love seeing people get chased by dogs, man. I don't know why. Especially if it's a friendly dog, too.
Because the dog just thinks you're playing.
Yeah. The dog's like, oh, I'm about to chase you. Let's have some fun. And now the kid is terrified.
And to bring this segment full circle, from the 832, just tell the dog you're not the one or the two.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe right. That's what you need to do.
I will go ahead and still default to running. I appreciate you, though. You're listening to In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That is another daily dose of Figgy's Mixtape every weekday, 1:20 p.m. right here on In the Loop. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to our guys from The Drive, Clint and Ron, and we'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.